Hey everybody, it's me, Paul Camus, with the Soldier of Christ. I know it's been a long time, but you know when life happens, you get busy and you get sidetracked. But I'm hoping to be back and to do more of these. I'm trying to keep it it's not as complicated as possible, but I just want to speak the truth of who our God is, who Jesus Christ is, and what we need to do to either come to Christ, or if we already have him, what to do when we do have Christ. But today, since I'm back and it's been a while, I just want to go over what is the gospel. The word gospel literally means the good news and occurs 93 times in the Bible, exclusively in the New Testament. In the Greek, it is the word, I might butcher it, and I'm very sorry, Evangelion, from which we get the English word evangelist, evangel, or evangelical. The gospel is, broadly speaking, the whole scripture. More narrowly, the gospel is a good news concerning Jesus Christ and the way to salvation. Now, the key to understanding the gospel is to know why it is the good news. To do that, we must start with the bad news. The Old Testament law is given to Israel during Moses' time. Now, if you have your Bibles, or if you want to write this down, and you can look at it later, it is Deuteronomy 5, verses 1. And Moses summoned all Israel and said to them, "Hear, O Israel, the statutes and the rules that I have spoken in your hearing today, and you shall learn them and be careful to do them." The law can be brought through a measuring stick, and sin is anything that falls short of perfect according to the standard. The righteous requirement of the law is so stringent that no human being could possibly follow it perfectly, in letter or in spirit. Despite our goodness and our badness relative to each other, we are all the same, basically, in the spiritual boat. We have sinned and we have punishment for sin, and that is death, separating us from God, the source of life. Now, a good verse to go back to is Romans 3:23, which is one of the famous verses, "For all have sinned and come short of the glory of God." Now, in order for us to go to heaven, God's dwelling place, and the realm of life and the light, sin must be somehow removed or paid for. The law established the fact of cleansing from sin, and can only happen through the bloody sacrifice of innocent life. In Hebrews 9:12, it says, "Indeed, under the law must everything is purified with blood, and without shedding of the blood there is no forgiveness of sin." The gospel involves Jesus' death on the cross as the sin is offering to fulfill the law's requirements. And a good reference verses to go to is Romans 8, verses 3 through 4, Hebrews 10, 5 through 10. Under the law, animal sacrifices were offered year after year as a reminder of sin and a symbol of coming sacrifice to Christ. In Hebrews 10 verses 3 through 4 explain that very well. When Christ offered himself as Calvary, the symbol became a reality for all who had believed. In Romans 10, 11 through 18. I know I'm throwing a lot of scriptures at you, but these are the verses that you could go back to and look them up, and these are the verses that pertain to this subject. And when you want to come and speak the truth, you better come with scripture verses. That's all I got to tell you to make your point, because the Bible is the truth. And if you have the truth, you need to be prepared to give the truth. The works of atonement is finished now, and that is the good news. The gospel also involves Jesus' resurrection. On the third day, he was delivered over to death from our sins, and he has raised to life for our justifications. In Romans 4:25, the fact of Jesus' conquering sin over death, which is the sin's penalty, is good news. Indeed, that the fact that he offers to share the victory with us in the greatest news of all. In John 14:19, it says, "Yet while the world will see me no more, but you will see me because I live, you also will live." Now, the elements of the gospel is clearly stated in 1 Corinthians 15, verses 3 through 6. And I'm just going to kind of just go over it real quick. Just let me just flip over to there. And it says, "For I delivered you as a first importance that I also received that Christ died for our sins in accordance with the scripture, and that he was buried and he was risen on the third day in accordance with scripture, and that he appeared to Cephas and then to the 12. Then he appeared to more than 500 brothers and sisters at one time, most of them still alive, though some of them have fallen asleep." A key passage concerning the good news of God. "For what I have received, I pass to you through first importance that Christ died for according to our sins, to the scriptures, that was buried, and that he was risen on the third day according to the scriptures, and that the appearance of Cephas and the 12. After that, that he appeared one more time, basically, to 500 people, 500 brothers and sisters at the same time. And that was a initial statement right there, and the proof that he was still living after death. Notice first that Paul wrote, he said, "Receive the gospel and then passed it on." This is a divine message, not a man-made invention. Second, the gospel is of first importance. Everywhere the apostles went, they preach the crucifixion and the resurrection of Jesus Christ. The third message of the gospel is basically showing proof by it. Christ died for our sins. He proved by his burial. And he was risen again the third day, proven by the eyewitness. Fourth, all has done according to the scripture. The theme of the Bible is the salvation of mankind through Christ. The Bible is the gospel. Romans 1 verses 6 says, "I am not ashamed of the gospel of Christ, but is the power of God that brings salvation to everyone who believes, first to the Jews and then to the Gentiles." The gospel is a bold message, and that we are not ashamed to proclaim it. It is a powerful message because it is God's good news. It is saving message, the only thing that can truly reform a human heart, and its universal message for Jews and the Gentiles both. And the gospel is received by faith. Salvation is the gift. And this is one of my favorite verses also, and it is in Ephesians 2 verses 8 through 9. "For by grace we have been saved through faith, and that is not of our own doing, but is the gift of God, not the results of works, that no one may boast." The gospel is the good news that God loves the world, even to give his son to die for him. And the perfect verse for that is obviously John 3:16. The gospel is the good news because of our salvation, eternal life, and home in heaven is guaranteed through Christ. John 14:1 verses 4, "And it has given us a new birth into a living hope through the resurrection of our Jesus Christ from the death and into the inheritance that we can never perish, spoil, or fade. This inheritance is kept in heaven for you. And another great verse is 1 Peter chapters 1, verses 3 and 4. Now, the gospel is the good news when we understand that we don't earn our salvation. The work of redemption and justification is complete, having finished on the cross. And John 19:30 says, when Jesus had received the sorrow wine, he said, "It is finished." And he bowed his head and he gave up to the Spirit. Jesus is the propitiation of our sins. 1 John 2, verses 2 says, he is the propitiation of our sins, and not for ours only, but also for our sins of the whole world. The gospel is the good news that we who are once enemies of God have been reconciled by the blood of Jesus Christ, adopted into the family of God. Romans 5:10 and John 1:12. See what great love the Father has lavished on us, that we shall be called children of God, and that it is what we are. In 1 John 3:1, the gospel is the good news. There is no condemnation for those who are in Jesus Christ. Also, Romans 1:8, it says, therefore, there is no condemnation through those who are in Jesus Christ. The rejection of the gospel is the embrace of the bad news. Condemnation before God is the result of lack of faith in the Son of God, God's only provision for salvation. For God did not send his Son into this world to condemn the world. All right, do you see that? Let me read that one more time. For God did not send his Son into the world to condemn the world, but to save the world through him. Whoever believes in him is not condemned, but whoever does not believe stand condemned already, because they have not believed in the name of God, the one and only Son. That is John 3:17-18. And God has doomed the world, good news, the gospel of Jesus Christ. I hope this message today touched you and gave you a little bit more of a insight and enlightenment of the gospel. And I hope and pray that this has touched your heart. And if you ever want to know more about the gospel and how to be saved and how to give your life up, please contact me. You could email me. I'll even give you my personal email. It is paulygk@gmail.com. That's paulgk@gmail.com. I want to thank you so much for listening, and I hope that you guys can continue to support and share and like this and whatever else you got to do to share it with other people. It is much appreciated. Thank you so much. Have a great day. God bless you.